Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Wake Up Jacob. Here to bring you Yah's word. I am More Isha Yisrael from the House of Yisrael of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street, here to bring you Yahweh's word to wake up Jacob. And we like to say shalom to everybody that's tuned in to our program. And we like to apologize for having a late start today. We had a delay today, and we started a little behind time. But still, it must go on. We must bring you this word of the Most High to let you know how you can wake up. And we're going to do just that. For Yahweh has ordained us to bring you his word. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, the earth, and the sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the Elohim of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, the only redeemer, and the only savior of Israel and the world. Yahweh is the only one that you can go to find out about your plight. The Almighty is the one that put these words in his book to tell you about your plight. All the atrocities, all the oppression, all the destruction, everything that is going on with your people has not escaped the all-seeing eye of Yahweh. For everything that has happened, everything that is happening, and everything that will ever happen to the children of Israel is recorded in the book of Yahweh. And we're going to discuss the word of the Most High today. As I said, we come to wake up Jacob. And in doing so, we must bring you the pure, true, unadulterated word of Yah. For that is what he has ordained us and raised us up to do. And if we're going to wake you up, then we have to bring you the word of the Creator like it has never been brought to you before. And we teach from the House of Israel of Cincinnati 7 days a week. You'll be hard pressed to find another congregation teaching the word of the Most High 7 days a week. The Almighty has blessed us abundantly to be inspired to bring you his word 7 days a week. And in doing so, we are going to bring you the word of the Most High in a very orderly fashion, a very strategic manner in which we can make sure the messages the Most High is bringing us, we give to you in the very peculiar way that the Most High has shown us to do, because Israel is a peculiar people. In these messages that he has us bring you, I can assure you, you will not hear from anywhere else. You will not hear anywhere else, as we brought to you last week, the order of Yahweh. Because Yahweh wants everything to be in order. As the Most High said in the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, Isaiah 42, In verse 16, it says, "And I will bring the blind by a way that they know not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them." Yes, the Most High said he's going to lighten up the dark places and he's going to make the crooked things straight. And in order to make crooked things straight, and in order to make the darkness light, you must have order. Yahweh does not do anything in a state of confusion. Yahweh does not do anything in a state of limbo or uncertainty. How do you know that? If you look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, the 4th verse, it states here, he, talking about Yahweh, is the rock. His work is perfect. My teacher has passed away, used to say, something's perfect, you got a perfect cake. And if you change one ingredient, you add too much of one ingredient, that cake is no longer perfect. And it's the truth. You cannot start befuddling a bunch of stuff and call it perfect. And if something is perfect, that means it has been ordered in the right way in every way. And Yahweh, he is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. And what is judgment? Judgment is measurement. Judgment is something measured. Judgment is clear determination. Something determined. And it's clear and it's measured. And you can't get this without order. A Elohim of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. He's the Elohim of truth. He's not the Elohim of lies and confusion. He's the Elohim of truth. So the Most High wants everything in order. And last week, we brought the order of Yahweh every day of the week. From the first day until the Sabbath day, the house of Israel of Cincinnati taught the whole truth and nothing but the truth about the order of Yahweh. From 1 to 7, because Yahweh made the heavens, the sea, and the earth, and all that therein is in 6 days. And he rested on the 7th day, and we talked about it every day. The order of Yahweh, and what all of it meant. And now this week, we will begin a new series. Starting here on the Wake Up Jacob show. And this week we're going to deal with Yahweh's 7 requirements. The requirements of Yahweh. And little do people know, Yahweh has 7 requirements. And if you don't know the order of Yahweh, then you might not understand anything after that. But in all of Yahweh's orders, you learn about his orders. Whether it's the 7 requirements, the 7 orders, Yahweh has 7 wonders, Yahweh has 7 spirits, Yahweh has 7 everlasting covenants. So we'll learn about these things. And you'll learn about this order in all of them. But Yahweh, 7 requirements that you're going to learn about this week. The 7 requirements of Yahweh. Now, why is this important? Who wants to walk around and not know what their Elohim requires of them. Yes, the Most High requires, meaning these are not things that you can choose to do or not to do once you have turned to Yah. Once you have started your journey to walk with Yah, you're now required to do things. There's a scripture in the book of Micah sixth chapter, in the 8th verse, where it reads, "He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does Yahweh require of you, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your Elohim." But Yahweh wants you to do these three things, but these things can only come from doing the actual ordered seven requirements that Yahweh ordered all Israel to do. And if you want to wake up, and you do if you're tuning into this program, or you want to help somebody wake up, then you're going to have to know. Yahweh requires things. Because Yahweh is the Elohim of truth. He's a fountain of living waters. And he's not like these other deities. He's not like these other gods. He's not like these other principalities or whatever they call them. He's not like anyone else. Yahweh has rules. He has requirements. He has laws. He has teachings. Things that will guide you and grow you and structure you and help you become the best that you can become. Not so with these other religions that just want you to do what they want. For instance, if you go in the New Testament, in the book of 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, this is what they tell you. It says in 18th verse, "Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to good and gentle, but also to the crooked." Didn't he always say he's going to set the crooked things straight? Why would somebody be claiming to have a spiritual doctrine tell you to be subject to your masters with all fear, even the crooked ones, even the honorary ones, even the mean ones? For this is thankworthy, they say, if a man for conscience toward God endures grief, suffering wrongfully. So they're saying that the young boys that the president, Donald Trump, before he became president, back in the late 80s, early 90s, in New York City, were five boys, was wrongfully convicted of raping a woman. Donald Trump took out an ad in all the major newspapers in the city calling for them to bring back the death penalty so that they could put these teenagers, young men under the age of 20, to death. Donald Trump is on record saying, they asked, is this hatred? And he said, we need hate if this will get the job done. Yeah, I hate them. One of these young men murdered for something they did not even do. And they went to prison for years for something they did not even do. They were forced to confess for something they did not even do. And the New Testament teaches that this is thankworthy. This is a good thing that they suffered for something they didn't even do. For what glory is it if when you are buffeted for your faults? You shall take that patiently. But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. This is what they want you to be, subject to your masters with all fear, and take punishment that don't even belong to you. This is the kind of fear the Christian religion wants you to have. This is not ordered. They will even want you to fear crooked people. That's not ordered. That's not order. That's not the order of the Most High. Just one more place, just to show you how crooked this book really is. In the New Testament, in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, the fifth verse, says, "Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart, as to the Messiah," or the Christ of the New Testament. "Not with eye service as men pleasers, but with the servants of the Christ of the New Testament, doing the will of God from the heart." See, they want you to be a slave, and they want your fear to be towards men. That's why in the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, the 13th verse, it reads, "Therefore, Yahweh said, for as much as his people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men." This is what your fear toward the Most High is taught by, the precept of men. And when men teach you how to fear, they want you to fear man. But Yahweh, does he require these things? No, let's see what Yahweh requires. Let's see if what they've been teaching you in the churches and in the mosque and in the cathedrals and in all these places, let's see if these are the things that Yahweh requires. Because you can easily go to your pastor, your reverend, your bishop, your imam, your master teacher. You can easily go to them and say, "Look here, is this what I'm required to do?" And what are they going to tell you? Because Yahweh, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yahweh, who made man in his image, Yahweh who said that his people are black, his angels are black, Yahweh is black with woolly hair, the Elohim that talk about you, he actually has requirements. And let's see if you've been taught these requirements. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse, it reads, "And now, Yisrael, what does Yahweh, your Elohim, require of you?" This is one of the most important questions, followed by the most important answers in the whole entire book. Once you know Yah's order, once you understand that Yahweh did everything in an order, everything came structured, everything was planned and plotted out, and it had a purpose to everything. There's a time and a season to everything under the sun, and a purpose to every time. And everything has its meaning. And Yahweh did not leave anything without purpose. And Yisrael, you have purpose. And part of your purpose is about doing what Yahweh requires. And he said, "What does Yahweh your Elohim require of you? But to fear Yahweh your Elohim." It doesn't say to fear your masters with all fear and be obedient to all your masters, even the crooked ones. Let them beat you. Let them oppress you. Let them destroy you. No. It says, fear Yahweh, your Elohim, the first requirement. The second one is walk in all his ways. And Yahweh has ways. The third one is to love him. And the fourth one is to serve Yahweh, your Elohim, with all your heart. Number five. And with all your soul. And to keep the commandments of Yahweh. Number six. And his statutes. Number seven. Which I command you this day for your good. Yahweh has seven requirements. And if you don't do these seven requirements, you could believe me, you're not doing what Yahweh said in Micah, the sixth chapter, the eighth verse, which was, and now what does Yahweh, your Elohim, require of you? But to fear, but to, he done told you, man, what is good and what he requires, but to do justly. And righteousness is doing the word of the Most High. And love mercy. And being merciful is keeping the word of the Most High. And to walk humbly with your Elohim. And how are you going to be humble to Yah if you don't fear him? And today we're going to deal with the first requirement, which is the fear of Yahweh. I've already told you these false doctrines that we've been under the thumb of, under the foot of, for hundreds of years, want you to fear your boss man. But Yahweh wants you to fear him and only him. The fear of Yahweh is the very first requirement. It's likened to the order of one because it is the first. And just like the order of one, which is the light that Yahweh made in the beginning, the word of Yahweh, meaning you can't have anything go down without the word of Yah. Without Yah's light, it's not going to happen. You need the fear of Yahweh. If you're going to be Yahweh's people, then the first thing he wants you to do is fear him. There's nothing else that you need to be thinking about until you understood the concept of fearing Yah. Look in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. Most High is very serious on this point. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 18, after Yahweh came and spoke the Ten Commandments, it stated, and all the people saw the thundering and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak you with us, and we will hear. But let not Elohim speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said to the people, fear not, meaning do not be afraid. For Elohim has come to prove you, test you, show you. And that his fear, his honor, his reverence, his awe, his glory, his fear might be before you, your faces, that you sin not. He wanted you to know, don't be afraid to approach Yah. Don't be afraid for Yahweh to talk to you. But he did this. He spoke to you like this. He burnt this mountain like this. He did these thunderings and these lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the darkness and the fire that you saw and all the great terror that came upon you and the trembling that came upon you. He put there so you can fear him and do not sin. If we could just remember what our ancestors saw, if we could just think about and meditate what our ancestors saw, what they observed, we can begin to understand the fear. That's what he wants you to remember, because this is the Elohim that can end you in the blink of an eye. And he said, you better remember this so you don't see it. But don't be afraid of him. He's not a monster. You're not going to die just because he spoke. But be afraid to sin. And did the people take heed? Of course not. Of course we didn't take heed. Why else do you think we're in the predicaments that we're in today? But Yahweh wanted us to fear him so we do not sin. And this is the first requirement. How are you going to serve Yahweh if all you're wrapped up in is sinning against Yahweh? What does Yahweh think about all the sins? In the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter, I'm sorry, the 59th chapter, the first verse reads, behold, Yahweh's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your Elohim, and your sins have hidden his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood. So the Most High, he hates all these sins, all this iniquity. That's why he wanted his fear to remain before you, so that you don't sin. But to have Yah's fear to remain before you, you got to remember him. Remember his word. Because his word, which is the order of one, is going to instill this fear of Yahweh in you. You're not going to be able to keep the word of the Most High if you don't fear him. If you don't fear him, you don't honor him. You don't have no respect for him. You don't have no delight towards him. You're not worried about Yah if you don't fear him. Look what Yahweh said in the book of Malachi, the first chapter. How are you going to listen to Yahweh? How are you going to heed his word, which is the order of one, which is light, which is the length of your days, which is your life, Yah's word? And how are you going to listen to it if you don't fear him? In the book of Malachi, the first chapter, the sixth verse, it states, a son honors his father. Because Yah said, honor your father and your mother. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am a father, where is my honor? Who's paying attention to what I'm saying? Where's my honor? Who thinks that what I got to say, and the advice that I have to give, and the counsel that I have to teach, and the words that I have spoken as your father is something that needs to be taken into deep and heavy consideration? If I'm to be honored, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith Yahweh of hosts. Where is fear? If he is a master, and Yahweh is the master, the only master, the Lord of lords, if he is a master, where is his fear? If he is our father, where is his honor? And you know you don't know the fear of Yah, because you do not know the word of Yah. And why don't you know the word of Yah? Because you're not fearing him. You're not thinking upon him. Look in the book of Malachi, the third chapter, the 15th verse. It reads, "And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt Elohim are even delivered. Then they that feared Yahweh spoke often one to another." If you fear Yahweh, you spoke often one to the other about who? Yahweh. You wasn't trying to go and meet up with people that's talking about Cardi B and Meek Mill and Beyonce. What they got to do with the fear of Yah? When we sit around, we want to talk about Yah. We want to know about the word of the Most High. We want to know what Yahweh got to say, what Yahweh got to do, what Yahweh want us to do, where Yahweh want us to go, how Yahweh want us to act, how Yahweh want us to laugh, how Yahweh want us to mourn. Because Yahweh is the one that did it all. Yahweh is the word, one that made the words, that made everything, that ordered everything. This is where our light is at. This is where our truth is at. But what are they telling you in these other buildings, these other churches, these other mosques, these other synagogues, these other temples? What are they telling you? They're telling you to read a book that they wrote, to go off of a epiphany that they had, to deal with a doctrine that they discovered. As Yahweh said, the fear of Yah is being taught by the precept of man. But he said in here, then they that feared Yahweh, that means they didn't fear Christ of the New Testament. They didn't fear the Muslim deity. They didn't fear anything else. But Yahweh spoke often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yahweh and thought upon his name. You got to fear the Most High. There ain't nothing going down until you fear Yah. Because when you fear Yah, now you want to deal with Yah. Now you want to deal with what Yahweh has to say. You want to deal with what Yahweh wants you to do. But when you don't fear Yahweh, you trying to figure out how to get away from what Yahweh wants to say and do. And what is the fear of the Most High? Yahweh made it real clear for us what it is. Go to the book of Job. And this is the first requirement, meaning Yahweh has seven requirements. And of these seven, the first one is to fear Yahweh, your Elohim. And this fear is not some punkish fear, but this is a clean fear. This is the fear you want to hold for the Most High, because Yah is your life. And if you really want to live, then you're going to fear Yah and Yah only. Meaning you're only going to be concerned with the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And in the book of Job, the 28th chapter, we're going to start reading in verse 12, where it states, "But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man knows not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. The depth said, it is not in me. And the sea said, it is not with me. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall the silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx or the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal to it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold." Why? Because wisdom is higher than all these riches. No mention shall be made of coral or pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal to it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. From where then comes wisdom? And where is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hidden from the eyes of all living and kept concealed from the fowls of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard of the fame thereof with our ears. Elohim understands the way thereof, and he knows the place thereof. For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heaven, to make the weight for the winds, and he weighs the waters by measure. Why? Because everything Yah does is in order. When he made a decree for the rain and a way for the lightning of the thunder, then did he see it and declared it and prepared it and searched it out. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. The fear of Yahweh, that's what wisdom is. And why? Why is the fear of Yahweh wisdom? You got to ask yourself, what is wisdom? That it is so amazing that all the precious jewels cannot be compared to it. Well, in Proverbs, the fourth chapter, let you know what wisdom is. In the seventh verse, it reads, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. Because now you need to establish this wisdom. But the wisdom is the principal thing. It's the chief thing. And did we not teach you? Did we not show you that the first order is the word of Yah? And there is nothing higher than the word of Yah. As a matter of fact, even the name of Yah is not higher than the word of Yah. As it states in Psalms 138, where it states that he has put his word above all his name. Because the word of Yah is the principal thing. And if the word of Yah is the principal thing, then the fear of Yah is the principal thing, because wisdom is the fear of Yahweh. Also in Proverbs, the ninth chapter, the tenth verse, it reads here, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. Not only is wisdom the principal thing, but the fear of Yah is principle amongst the wisdom. That's the beginning. You want wisdom? You better fear Yah. Yahweh is the one you need to fear to even think about having wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. But the fear of Yah, that's the beginning of wisdom. Look again. In the book of Psalms 111, verse 10 reads in Psalms 111, and let's start a little earlier. It says in verse 7, now I want to start a little earlier, in verse 6. It says, he has shown his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. And it's all good. It's all true. It's all ordered. It's verity. It's sure. That word verity just means it's true. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. It's measured. It's ordered. It's determined. It's set out. It's settled. All his commandments are sure. You can't break them. You can't go against them. You can't beat them. They're sure because Yahweh is about order. You have to be about order if you're going to be about Yah. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and in uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. And why? Because he's Yah. His order shows forth the majesty of his glory. So holy and reverend is Yah. But you have preachers out here calling themselves reverends. Reverend this and reverend that. But holy and reverend is Yahweh. You can't go around calling yourself reverend. Yahweh is the one to be feared. Yahweh is the one to be revered. Yahweh is the one that calls himself reverend. Because he's high above everyone. You can't go to no Reverend Bishop E.D. Eddie Jakes Long Smith or whatever and ask them, what's the order of two? What's the order of seven? What does it mean? What are the praises of Yah? What should I do in the third year? Why did Yahweh do this and why did Yahweh do that? They just gonna tell you, man, look, everything is, the law is done away with. The law is done away with. That means the order of Yah is done away with. That means his word is done away with. That means his name is done away with. That means his messenger is done away with. That means his lights are done away with. That means his increase is done away with. That means his blessings are done away with. That means his Sabbath is done away with. That means there's nothing in existence. Don't you understand? The first 7 days of creation is law. And if that's done away with, we don't even stand here today. All it is some kind of weird illusion that nobody's really dealing with. This is all fake. We being watched on some TV by some aliens that don't know Yah, because this ain't real at all. If the law is done away with, brothers and sisters, the law ain't done away with. And holy and reverend is Yahweh's name. And verse 10 says, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endure forever. The fear of Yah is where you get your wisdom from. You can't have wisdom if you don't have the fear of Yah. Wisdom is the fear of Yah. And if wisdom is the fear of Yah, and if wisdom is the principal thing, then what is this fear? All you need to do is look in the book of Genesis, the first chapter. In the first verse, in the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. And if you don't fear Yah, them words don't mean nothing to you anyway. But if you fear the Most High, now your ears are standing up, your eyes are open, and you know what's it going on. In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. So the first, nothing could happen until his Spirit moved. And this is what you have to understand. The fear of Yah is a spirit. You got to have the spirit of the fear of Yahweh. to do anything. And then in verse 3, it says, and Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. Because that's how you have light, if you fear Yahweh. Yahweh made the light. His word is light. How are you going to fear Yah and not have light? But if you don't fear Yah, there's no light in you. Because if you don't fear Yah, the word of Yah is not with you. The spirit of Yah is not with you. And this is the fear of the Most High. His word. It's the beginning. It's the chief thing. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. It states in the 5th verse. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as Yahweh Elohim commanded me, that you should do so in the land where you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom. Well, if this law is your wisdom, then this law is also your fear. This law must be the fear of Yahweh. What is the law? The law is the word of Yah. And what is the word of Yah? The word of Yah is the light. And what is the light? The light was made on the first day. And what does that mean? That means that's the order of one. And what is the first requirement? Is to fear Yahweh. Because this is his order. This is his structure. You can't learn this in the New Testament. They're not teaching you structure. They're not showing you how to grow. They're not teaching you how to build. They're teaching you to fear your masters, even the crooked ones. But Yah said he will set the crooked things straight. So we're not going to fear a crooked master. We're not going to submit ourselves to a crooked, evil master. We're not going to fear our masters as we would fear God, as it says in Ephesians. As it says in 1 Peter, because that's not what Yahweh told us to do. Yahweh said that this word, his law, his statutes, his judgments, his commandments is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise. And wise is the first thing they're going to say is that we wise. Because the fear of Yahweh is upon us. And what is the fear of Yah? It's wisdom. And what is wisdom? The principal thing. And what does that make it? The first thing. And what is the first thing? The first thing is light. Light. And this nation shall say, surely this wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? This law is set before us this day. The word of the Most High. How better can you get than the word of the Most High? People get high. They get drunk and they get high off of drugs and marijuana, other substances. They getting drunk and high and they feeling good. But there's something way higher than that. And that is the word of the Most High. If you got the word of the Most High, he lets you know. You can ride on the high places on earth. You can abide under the shadow of his wings. How are you going to get higher than that? With this word. And this is your fear. This is what he was telling the children of Israel when he was on the mountain. And he said, I set my fear before you, that ye sin not. Don't do any iniquity. And if you think that it's possible, look in the book of Zephaniah, the third chapter. In Zephaniah, the third chapter, starting at the 13th verse or the 12th verse, it says, I will also leave in the midst of you an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of Yahweh. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. And why? Because they fear Yahweh. They fear Most High. And when you fear Yah, you're staying away from your iniquity. How do you even become saved? Look in the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter. Ezekiel 18, verse 21 states, but if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he has committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. Why? Because he feared Yahweh. He will live. If he does all the statutes, all Yah's judgments, all his law, if he's right and keeps his commandments, what's that called? That's called wisdom. What's that called? That's called the fear of Yah. He said, you're going to live, you're not going to die. And look at Proverbs, the 20th or the 19th chapter. Proverbs chapter 19, peer at verse 23. It states, the fear of Yahweh tends to life, and he that has it shall dwell satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. The fear of Yahweh tends to life. It doesn't tend to death. Meaning, the fear of Yahweh supports, enhances, produces, gives you life. Why does the fear of Yah give you life? Because the fear of Yah is wisdom. And your wisdom is these statutes, these laws, these judgments, the commandments. If you don't have the fear of Yah, you don't have light. If you don't have the fear of Yah, you can't have life. If the fear of Yah tends to life. This is the first requirement that Yahweh put on Israel. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Or the 30th chapter, I should say. Verse 15. Here it reads, see, I have set before you this day life and good, and death and evil, in that I command you this day to love Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and Yahweh your Elohim shall bless you in the land where you go to possess it. And if he set before you life this day and good, then what does that mean? That means he set before you his fear, his reverence, His honor, His light is the first thing that you need. Serve Him. If you read down verse 19, it says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Choose the fear of Yah, that both you and your seed may live, that you may love Yah your Elohim, and that you may obey His voice, and that you may cling to Him, for He is your life. And if He's your life, that means you got to fear Him, because the fear of Yahweh tends to life, and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Yaakov, to give them. You got to fear Yahweh if you even want life. Matter of fact, look in the book of Psalms 19. In Psalms 19, verse 7 reads, the law of Yahweh is perfect. I mean, if it can't be perfect if it don't have no order. Everything He does got order. He's not going to do something that don't have no order. Why you think these scientists can break down stuff? These scientists can break down how many molecules and atoms and stuff is in a drop of water, because Yah made the water with order. There's order even in the makeup of a drop of water. There's order in the makeup of a piece of wood. There's order in everything. The law of Yah is perfect, converting the soul. The testimonies of Yahweh are sure, making wise the simple. And why does the testimonies of Yah make you wise? Because once you adhere to the testimonies, which is the word of Yahweh, you're in the fear of Yah. So you were simple before, but now you're wise. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. The fear of Yahweh is clean, and it endures forever. You don't have to worry about being ragged on for saying, I'm in fear of Yah. I fear Yahweh. Look what Yahweh says in Isaiah, the 66th chapter. And what are we discussing? Yahweh's seven requirements. And today, we're dealing with the first requirement. And the first requirement that Yahweh has is that you fear Him. And how do you fear Yah? You fear Yah by taking hold of the word of the Most High. If you don't know the word of the Most High, don't even talk about you fear Him. And you can't just know it. You got to do this word. That's where your fear is at. Not just saying, oh, that's the word. No, I walk in the ways of Yah. I do this word of the Most High. Yahweh said it, I do it, because I fear Him. That's your wisdom. That's your light. That shows that you are a chief, a prince, a king, a queen. Because Yahweh said that you will be a kingdom of priests. But if you don't fear Him, then you're no different than a heathen that don't care about the word of Yah. Isaiah 66, verse 2 says, For all these things has my hand made, and all those things has been, saith Yahweh. But to this man will I look. Don't you want to know who Yahweh's looking at? You looking for Yah, you got problems in your life. You got troubles in your life. You got desires. You want things. You want to be places. You want to know things. You want to reach a higher plateau. You want to feel good. You want to be the best you can. You want to see things that nobody else see. Don't you want to know who Yahweh looks at? Don't you want to know what Yahweh requires? To this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembles at my word. You thought he was about to say, I'm looking at Michael Jordan. I'm looking at Bill Gates. No, he's looking at the poor in contrite in spirit, of a spirit, meaning my spirit is down. My spirit is low. My spirit is burdened. Why? Because I can't look up at Yah, the perfect, pure, holy, righteous Elohim, that if I stood in his presence, I would be disintegrated. He's too clean for me. He's too holy for me. I'm but dust, and I make mistakes, and I do things presumptuously. I've done evil. I ain't worth the air that he's given me. So I gotta be poor and contrite. And I also need to tremble at his word, because I fear him. So I'ma tremble at his word. And we ain't trembling at this word, but that's who he's looking for. In the book of Psalms, the second chapter, in verse 11, it states, or verse 10, it states, be wise now, therefore. And how do you be wise? How do you be wise? Because wise, if you're wise, you use wisdom. And how do you become wise? With the fear of Yah. Because wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And if you're going to get wisdom, that means you're going to what? Yah said he is, this word is your wisdom. If this word is wisdom, this is your fear. He said, be wise now, therefore, O you kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. He's talking to you. Serve Yah with fear. Don't serve Yah in haughtiness, but serve Yahweh with fear and rejoice with trembling. Always know Yahweh is above. Yahweh is all around. Yahweh is everywhere. And we got to remember that. Our Elohim is right here. He's sitting right in front of your face. You don't see him. You don't acknowledge him. Because you don't fear him. But if you want to start off on the good foot, then you need to fear the Most High. All these scriptures we've been reading ain't got nothing to do with Christ. Ain't got nothing to do with Muhammad. Ain't got nothing to do with any other God, but everything to do with Yah. Because his word is what is chief. He said, serve Yah with fear and rejoice with trembling. Because Yahweh is ever in your midst. Look in the book of Psalms 31. Verse 19 states, oh, how great is your goodness you have laid up for them that fear you, which you have worked for them that trust in you before the sons of men. Yeah, this work is laid up for them that fear Yahweh. That's how you know the fear of Yahweh is your light, because if you go to Psalms 97, you'll see how this all ties in. The order of Yah and what we've been teaching is all going to connect. Psalms 97, verse 11 says, light is sown for the righteous and the gladness for the upright in heart. And why? Because light is the word of Yah. And the word of Yah is sown for the righteous. And the righteous fear the Most High. And the great and good things that are stored up and laid up for those that fear Yah is not for those that don't. It's for those that do. Even in the book of Proverbs, the 8th chapter, we'll let you know more about this fear of Yah and how serious it is. Proverbs 8, verse 13, it reads, fear of Yahweh is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy in the evil way, in the forward mouth. Do I hate? The fear of Yahweh hates evil. And why? Because you fear Yah. You're all about the law. And you're not about anything that's evil. Because evil is against the law. That simple. Evil is against the laws of the Most High. Ask your ministers. Ask your pastors. Ask your imams. Ask your rabbis. Ask even your morays that don't teach this. Ask them and say, what is the fear of Yah? Are they going to be able to tell you the fear of Yahweh is to hate evil? And if they are, ask them this in the book of Luke 14. Because we're trying to wake you up, so I want to show you some things that you've been taught that don't line up with what we're showing you today. In Luke 14 and 26, it says, 25, it says, and great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, if any man comes to me, this is Christ talking, and hates not his father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Well, then we don't want to be a disciple, because nowhere does Yahweh tell us to hate every single member of our community. That's evil. And the fear of Yahweh is to hate evil, not to hate your people. The love of Christ is to hate your own self, but the fear of Yah is to hate evil. And we fear Yahweh, and we hate evil. So we reject these false doctrines that have led our people into darkness, because that is not the word of the Most High. If you go to this book of 2 Samuel, the 23rd chapter, I'll show you what David thought about this. In 2 Samuel 23, verse 1 reads, well, I'll just get to the meat of it. Verse 2 says, the Spirit of Yahweh spoke by me. So this is Yahweh speaking. The Spirit of Yahweh spoke by me, and his word was in my tongue. The Elohim of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me. He that rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of Elohim. If he's ruling in the fear of Elohim, what is he going to be like? Look at verse 4. And he shall be as the light of the morning. Why? Because the fear of Yah is the first requirement. The fear of Yah is wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. It's chief. And the first thing Yah made was light. And if you rule in the fear of Elohim, you'll be like the light of the morning when the sun rises, even a morning without clouds. As the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after the rain. Why? Because you fear the Most High. Who's going to hate on fear of Yah? And in the book of Proverbs, I believe, I want to show you something. Because there is two sides to everything. In the book of Proverbs, start at verse 25, chapter 29, verse 25 says, the fear of man brings a snare, but whoever puts his trust in Yahweh shall be saved. So you can't fear man. Man will trap you up. If you trust Yah, you're in safety. In verse 27 states, an unjust man is an abomination to the just, and that he that is upright is in the way is an abomination to the wicked. So even though if you rule in the fear of Yah, if you walk in the fear of Yah, if you talk in the fear of Yah, that doesn't mean somebody's not gonna hate you. If you are in the fear of Yah, then the wicked will hate you. The wicked will hate those commandments. They'll hate those laws. They'll hate those statutes. They'll hate those judgments. They don't want to hear about them, whichever one of them it is, because they're wicked, and they don't like that light. They like the people that when the sun rises in the morning and they close their blinds and they go under their covers, they don't want to be around among the light. What's that remind you of? A vampire. Vampire hate light. The sunlight. Well, that's wicked. They don't want y'all light. These spiritual vampires, they don't want to see the light of y'all. They just want the darkness. And it don't matter. Do you fear Yahweh? Somebody's going to hate you. Don't think that is everybody's going to love you. Somebody's going to despise you. But who cares about that? Because the fear of Yahweh tends to life, and the fear of man brings a snare. In the last scripture, I'm going to show you what the fear of Yahweh is, the fear looks like. As you've seen, if you don't do the word of the Most High, then you're not going to fear the Most High. You don't fear him. And you see what false religions have taught our people, things that are not good. But in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, the 5th verse, starting here, it reads, trust in Yahweh with all your heart. And that's when you know you fear Yah. You're going to trust in Yah with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, your own opinion, your own thoughts, your own emotions, your own plans, your own ways, your own conceptions. Because you fear Yah, so you trusting in him. You're just gonna, I'm just going to do what Yahweh told me to do. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. If you fear him, in all your ways you will acknowledge him, and he'll direct, he'll order, he'll direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes, because you can't be. You cannot be wise in your own. You have no wisdom in your own eyes. And if you attempt to be wise in your own eyes, you will be a fool. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh, because that's your wisdom. And depart from evil, and that's your understanding. In the first requirement that Yahweh has, in these 7 requirements, is the fear of Yahweh, your Elohim. And this is number one. And this is your light. Because this is the word of Yah. Because this is wisdom. And it's chief among them all. The fear of Yahweh. And until tomorrow, when we deal with the second requirement, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we. Shalom.
Babylon is the song we will sing, but with the light, Solomon, with the heart of a king.